This is Perspectives, a weekly public affairs presentation by Midwest Communications of Holland. In the 99.7 1450 WHTC newsroom, I'm Gary Stevens. It didn't take long for Ottawa Impact to make an impact on Ottawa County government. During last Tuesday's organizational meeting, the Board of Commissioners dismissed Administrator John Shea, dissolved the county's Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Office, changed the county's vision statement from Where You Belong to Where Freedom Rings, named a new health officer, and retained Coleman Legal Group as the county's legal counsel. Ottawa Impact is a political action group formed last year. And in the November 8th general election, this group was able to put its supported candidates in 8 of the 11 board seats. During last Tuesday's meeting, the panel, led by new chairman Joe Moss, changed the rules to include the above items on the agenda, while the new vice chairwoman, Sylvia Rodea of Allendale, spoke for the new majority in explaining the reasoning for sacking Shea.
Our voters spoke very clearly about wanting a change in direction in our county. And county leadership starts at the top with a county administrator. And so out of respect for our voters and the need to have leadership in our county, which fully aligns with the Board of Commissioners and who will cooperate and work fully and transparently with the Board of Commissioners, we believe it's important to appoint John Gibbs.
Shea, who was appointed last March to fill the vacancy created by the August 2021 departure of Al Vandenberg to Kent County, was replaced by John Gibbs, who had lost in the November election to Democrat Hillary Scolton for the 3rd Congressional District seat.
Thank you to everyone for your prayers for the board and for Ottawa County. Those are being answered as we speak, will continue to be answered. We have to remember that those of us in government are accountable to the people and accountable to elected officials. That means that even though I am the administrator, I'm not in charge, the board is in charge, because you elected them and I'm accountable to them. I've got to be accountable to elected officials.
Nathaniel Kelly was named the new health officer pending state to health department approval. He replaces Adeline Hambly, who had been approved by the state but had not assumed those duties after the August retirement of Lisa Stefanowski. The Coleman Legal Group, based in Lansing, had represented barber Carl Menke of Owosso during his legal battle to remain open in 2020 despite state COVID-19 health mandates. Moss and Rodea are co-founders of Ottawa Impact.
The people of Ottawa County overwhelmingly spoke with their vote to restore the constitutional rights of the people as a first priority of the Ottawa County Board of Commissioners and to defend their piece of America, to protect their individual freedoms, parental rights, and freedom of religion and conscience. Today, we took necessary steps to align the leadership of Ottawa County with the priorities of the people. America is an exceptional nation made up of a diverse and beautiful people. It is a land of systemic opportunity built on the Constitution, Christianity, and capitalism. We need to return our nation and our county to our roots, which made America this exceptional. We love the people and the children of our county. Ottawa County is a beautiful county with a bright future. We are cultivating a county which offers a healthy, vibrant lifestyle, one which fosters meaningful work, provides opportunity for business growth, honors the faith of its people, and respects the family and parental rights, and protects educational excellence for children. Where freedom rings, the new county motto, and where individual freedoms, parental rights, and freedom of religion and conscience are protected, all people belong and can thrive. We welcome all to live, work, worship, and raise a family in Ottawa County. President Reagan's city on a hill is possible in Ottawa. Join us as we build it.
Not surprisingly, there has been a backlash. State Attorney General Dana Nessa's office will investigate the Ottawa County Board's actions, in part because one of those moves involved the naming of a new health officer, which needs state approval before becoming effective. The AG's office will also look into possible State Open Meetings Act violations over what some say was an apparent pre-planning by the Ottawa Impact-led members of the board's Tuesday's actions behind closed doors. Second-term Commissioner Doug Zylstra, a Holland Democrat, gave his thoughts before the Holland City Council during last Wednesday's business meeting.
Yesterday was a tough day for me in Ottawa County. to have happened at our board meeting, what happened, and how it happened is both disappointing and irresponsible. Ottawa County residents have long counted on stable, efficient local government that offers high-quality services to its residents at affordable millages. And over the last years, they've appreciated the work that their county can do to make this community a welcoming, inclusive one as well. I'm afraid yesterday's events have taken us a ways from that. However, events are not people. Board actions are only actions of that board, not the entire community of which they are only a part. I encourage those who are discouraged today to seek better answers than we were given yesterday, better solutions to the problems that confront us than when we were shown. Ottawa County is filled with many great assets, its people, its parks and public spaces, its diverse traditions and love for this community and one another, that I'm sure yesterday's actions are not permanent roadblocks, but only temporary setbacks to a better place where each one of us belong.
Second Ward Highland City Councilman Jay Peters was more blunt.
It's a funny thing with diversity in Ottawa County. I was, one of my criticisms of tying our anchor to those efforts, our Ottawa County's diversity is different parts of the county have different problems. Grand Haven, Spring Lake, Georgetown Township, Jenison, Coopersville, Allendale have a different problem with diversity. They don't have any. Most of the diversity in Ottawa County resides within Holland and Holland Township. I remind you that 30% of our city is not white. We're the second largest city in the state of Michigan per capita with the Hispanic population we have. I'm wondering what they think about what's being plastered all over the website right now and people responding to this. And I'm wondering about what's our response to this. We've invested a lot of time and efforts and basically had the county say, we're taking another direction. In fact, we think it's bad and we're not going to help you with this anymore. So I guess my point of the comment is we're about to go into a retreat. And I think, I hope, that a fair amount of that time is going to be dedicated to the citizens of this town and the great diversity that we have, and make very sure that this is not lost on us, that we're going to find a way to make sure that we don't follow the county, we don't take their lead. In fact, we're not in favor of what they're doing, and make a very strong statement that we are, in fact, not just saying all one Holland and we get to live here, but in fact, we mean it. And this is going to be a great time to do it. This is going to blow up. I highly recommend all of you watch at least the last 3 hours of that meeting, and I think you'll be as shaken as Mr. Zylstra was. It's a travesty, and somebody's got to take the lead here. If it isn't us, who? When it comes to diversity, demonstrating to this community as diverse as it is, and the rapidly changing diversity that we have, and the statistics that I have and want to share at our department, that by the time 250, there will be more Hispanic people living in this town than there are white people. So I wouldn't take this lightly. I don't want anybody listening to this to think that this is not a very dire situation for the city of Holland in our efforts. I certainly am not going to take this lightly. I can't speak for this body, but I have a strong feeling that this too is going to be, when you have time to update yourself, if you haven't already, on not just what they said, but the way they said it. It's a scary thing. And I think we've got to spend some serious time dedicated to the diversity that we have and let them know that this is not acceptable and we're not going to stand for it and we're here. We're here. We mean it. The things we say, we mean. And I would encourage us, Mr. City Manager, if you at all, to carve out some time to really take some time and look at what's happened here and where we're going to go and how we're going to lead and how we're going to provide a blanket of security and safety to the people who live here.
The Holland City Council holds its budget retreat in the Market View Room of the Herring of Holland Civic Center Place on Saturday, January 21st, beginning at 9 a.m. And under the state's Open Meetings Act, the session is open to the public. And that's Perspectives for this week. From the 99.7 1450 WHTC Newsroom, I'm Gary Stevens. Thank you very much for listening, and join us again next week at this time for more Perspectives.